You better come on in my kitchen. There's hard to be raining her do.
Come over here, kid. Why, son? You never know, you might have to cook for 20 guys someday. You see? You start out with a little bit of water. And you fry some garlic. Then you throw in some tomatoes, tomato paste, you fry it, you make sure it doesn't stick. You gotta do a boil, you shove in all your sausage and your meatballs. And a little bit of wine. And a little bit of sugar.
Delicious.
And that's my trick.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
Enough. I'm so sick and tired of hearing you people talk about food, food, food. That's all anybody ever talks about is prosciutto, cheese, and fava beans. I'm drowning here.
Jesus Christ, take it easy.
We're not even engaged yet.
When you're married, you'll understand the importance of fresh produce.
Tostitos, yeah.
I eat with gusto, damn, you bet, my country, tis of thee. I eat for social progress, I eat for victory.
Delicious.
Stay hungry, stay hungry, stay hungry.
You want some more?
Good evening and good evening. There we are, and welcome to Mouthful, the Wine Country's most delicious hour. How are you this weekend? Mother's Day, happy Mother's Day. You either are one, or you had one, or both. So I hope you've had a nice day and a nice weekend. It's May already, which, wow, it's the second week of May. Time is spinning quickly. It's because I have a lot to do. Anyway, thanks for tuning in. We've got a packed house tonight on Mouthful. We're going to, as we did last week, we have two topics. First up, we are going to talk to my new friend, Alexander O'Gorman of Hannah Winery. And we are sipping Hannah Sauvignon Blanc. It's 2009, right?
It is. It was harvested and bottled in 2009.
And it was wine of the week that I wrote about, like, I don't know, a month ago or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, it was a beautiful article that you wrote.
Thank you, because I'm trying to remember. It's like, what was the recipe? Do you remember?
It had something to do with fish, I'll tell you that.
Okay.
That's as much as I remember. Yeah, but it's a tropical mineral. Wow, I'm stuttering. Tropical mineral. Kind of a bottling of spring. It's got all these beautiful, crisp, bright flavors in it, and it tastes great with food, and it tastes great with a sunset or a nice
a
brunch. Yeah, exactly. It's a perfect wine. It's a screw top, so it's easy for picnics. Great
and
wine.
And you guys are celebrating, or Hannah Winery is celebrating, 25th anniversary.
We are.
Not the 25th anniversary as landowners or farmers up here, but the 25th anniversary of the winery.
Of the winery, of being commercial producers of these beautiful wines from Sonoma County. Our big party, our first celebration of the year, is this Saturday. It's on May 15th at our Alexander Valley property. We're going to start off with a blending competition, and all the different teams are going to learn a little bit about what the winemakers go through to produce these beautiful
wines.
Now,
your blending competition is a little different than any I've heard before. Do you want to? I heard you on KSRO's The Drive explaining it to Steve Jackson. I thought, okay, now that's a different twist. So
we have these beautiful properties throughout Sonoma County. One of them happens to be the highest vineyard in Sonoma County. It's on the famed Mount Veeder. It's a Bismarck Mountain Ranch with this gorgeous views and these really intense changes of weather up there. And
where exactly is Mount Veeder?
It's right above it. Half of it's in Sonoma County,
half
of it's
Napa,
in Napa.
Yeah.
And the half in Napa is over the town of St. Helena. The half in Sonoma County is basically above the town of Glen Ellen and the town of Sonoma.
Mm-hmm.
So, and our property kind of extends down. And so we get these beautiful cooling influences up from the Carneros region, and also a bunch of heat because it's so high. So it's a fun challenge for our winemakers to make sure that the fruit gets the right amount of exposure.
Mm-hmm.
So from that property, we produce all kinds of beautiful, small production, handcrafted lots. And one of them happens to be our Titan blend, which is our Bordeaux blend. And all of the fruit comes from our Bismarck Mountain Ranch. And this year, we just bottled, in fact, we're bottling it on Tuesday, the 2007 Titan. And we're going to take that bottling and bring it to the party. Each of the guests will have a chance to taste the 2007 Titan. And then they're going to be given all of the components that go into this Bordeaux blend. And then each team's going to have a chance to attempt to recreate it. The team that gets the closest gets a large varietal packet across the different vintages of the Titans from 2002, 2003, 2004, 2005, 2006, and 2007. And it should be a really fun experience to see how the winemakers kind of create the wine and see if our guests are able to, you know, remedy that or, you know, replicate it.
Yeah, I think the replication is what I find really interesting. I've done some blending before, and I love blending. But I'm pleasing myself when I'm blending, not trying to hit this other target. Mm-hmm. So that's what I think is really interesting.
Well, our hope is that people fall in love with the process and get a chance to see what a fun challenge it is to be a winemaker.
And then after the blending,
we'll head upstairs to our hospitality center in Alexander Valley and overlook the beautiful valley and taste in some of our beautiful wines paired with an amazing menu that Dusky Estes, who has just voted the best chef in Sonoma County by the Bohemian magazine, she's going to be producing this wine-paired winemaker dinner that we're having, again, watching the sunset and tasting the wine and dining on this amazing food and just celebrating.
Is it going to be a sit-down dinner?
It's going to be a sit-down dinner, and there'll be fun music. And
oh, who's doing the music?
We're not quite sure yet. It's all kind of up in the air on that. We might have the Steve Pyle Band come and play again. We're not quite sure what vibe we're going to go with. I think it's all going to depend on the final blending of the Titan. I think that will actually dictate the music that comes.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's exciting, actually, to see it all come together.
And it's just 88 people total, right?
Just 88 people. It's a perfect intimate experience to celebrate 25 years.
Mm-hmm. And what's the cost?
The cost for the general public, it's $95. And for our beloved wine club members, it's $75.
Mm-hmm. And there will be tickets this week.
Tickets
so
this week.
So how do people get tickets?
They should contact me at wine@hannawinery.com.
And it's H-A-N-N-A.
H-A-N-N-A winery.com.
No extra H there at the end.
Not like Hannah Montana.
Right. So wine@hannawinery.com.
You can also go to www.hannawinery.com and learn more about the event, learn more about Dusky Estes and John Stewart and how they're participating in this.
I think John was just on last week.
Great.
He was here last week. I want to clear up a couple things about Hannah.
Great.
Because if you drive on, I think it's Hall Road. Is it Hall Road? There's one road if you drive. I drive past.
On Occidental Road.
Oh, Occidental Road. That's right. Not Hall. Occidental. And you see Hannah Winery Tasting Room.
Right.
But then you hear Alexander Valley. So there's actually two places to taste, right?
There are two places within Sonoma County. We actually have three tasting rooms. The Home Ranch is on Occidental Road, just outside of Santa Rosa.
And was that the original property that Dr. Hannah bought?
Exactly.
Okay.
And so then they turned a beautiful little garage into this quaint, intimate, charming tasting room. And it's a beautiful place to sit out on the patio there and take in the vineyard and really feel that kind of intimate connection with the wine. It's literally surrounding the picnic tables there, and you can buy wines by the glass, and it's a great way to spend an afternoon.
And is it open every day?
It's open every day from 10 until 4.
Oh, okay, great.
Then we have another property out in the Alexander Valley. It's our Red Ranch. It's where we grow our Cab and our Merlot. It's our beautiful award-winning property, and we have this iconic tasting room there with this beautiful oak tree in front and this veranda, and you sit up there and all your cares go away, and you just sip in the world tasting our Sauvignon Blanc and, you know, watching this beautiful valley kind of roll out in front of you. It's another great way to spend the day. And we have a petanque court that we're building out there.
Oh, great.
So, and all kinds of picnic facilities. We're going to have summer concert series throughout the summer out there. And it's a beautiful piece of heaven, and it happens to be right here in Sonoma County.
And where's the third tasting room?
Our third tasting room is in the heart of San Francisco. It's called the Press Club, and it's in the lower level of the Four Seasons. We share the property with some other local producers from Napa and from Sonoma County, and that's a fun way to spend an evening in San Francisco.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I didn't know about that. Interesting. Yeah. And so real quickly, if we can summarize, because Hannah is family-owned.
Yes.
So let's tell people about who is it, what is it, you know, that sort of thing. It's
right.
Not part of a big conglomerate.
It's not. We're one of the last. So We have we were originally founded by Dr. Elias Hanna, who was an immigrant from Syria, grew up on a farm out there, and he wanted to give his five children a chance to grow up on a ranch. So he purchased 12 acres out in the Russian River Valley a long, long time ago. And eventually they planted grapes, and the children all stomped on it barefoot and, you know, to make their own grape juice. And eventually they realized, gosh, this Russian River fruit, this is darn right delicious. What should we do with it? So 25 years ago, they decided to start a commercial venture, and our first winemaker was Mary Edwards, and the wine was just, you know, beautiful. And eventually we got an amazing winemaker named Jeff Hinchliffe, and he and Christine Hanna, who's the eldest of Dr. Hanna's children, they began crafting these beautiful wines, especially our Sauvignon Blanc, which was voted number one Sauvignon Blanc in America by Food and Wine Magazine.
That's an amazing thing. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much. And we just are making these beautiful wines, and 75% of our wines you can only find in the tasting room. So I recommend people coming to visit both our Occidental Road location and our Alexander Valley location, as well as the Press Club in San Francisco, to give them all a try.
Yeah. Now, I think it was Christina.
Oh, she goes by Chris.
Okay, Chris. I think she was on Mouthful a number of years ago. And one of the things I found so interesting is just the connection to Syrian cuisine. Because the cuisine, Middle Eastern cuisine, is just so absolutely wonderful. So I was surprised. I hadn't realized that until she was on the show. And yeah. I really love that connection.
So not only is she part of our winemaking team at Hanna, she is also an extraordinary chef herself. And she's coming out with her first cookbook this year.
Oh.
Yeah, it's called The Winemaker Entertains. And it's a beautiful book. We just saw the first copy of it. And
who's publishing?
Chronicle Books is publishing it. And it's basically breaks up cooking into four different seasons, and it helps helps people understand how important the seasons are. The other guests that you have here tonight are going to talk about local food and how it, you know, the flavors really change your experience. And Chris Hanna really capitalizes on that in this book, tries to make it as easy as possible for people to fall in love with cooking and the wine country living.
I've got to have her on when that book comes out.
I'm sure she would love to visit you again.
Well, thank you so much. I know you live in Cloverdale.
I do.
So thank you so much for coming down to be on Mouthful. I'm going to let you go home now. We're going to take a little musical break. Allegra Broughton is here in the studio. She and I are going to talk to you for a couple of minutes, and then we'll go to our next topic.
Well, you know I can be found sitting alone. If you can't come around, at least please telephone. Don't be cruel to your heart, it's true. Baby, I made you mad.
First thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind but Mama tried. A one and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my Mama seemed to know what lay in store. Despite all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till Mama couldn't hold me anymore. I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried, Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried. Dear old daddy, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes. Working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried, Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause mama tried.
It's Mouthful. It's Michelle Jordan. I am joined by Allegra Broughton, and we are here to talk to you about money. You know, it's time.
It's that time.
It's that time, and I'm going to put out a challenge to anyone out there who has been anywhere near as troubled as I have by Mercury retrograde. When our program director, Robin Pressman, first told me the date of our spring membership drive, I said, oh no, it's
they always
Mercury is
retrograde.
And I cannot tell you how hard this one
share
has been
pain.
For me.
Share
I won't,
your pain
I won't
nice
share my pain because I would take up the whole rest of the hour. But if you find that communication isn't working as well, maybe your computer gives you a problem, checks that are supposed to arrive don't show
yes.
up, the phone goes dead or gets cut off.
Oh dear.
You know? Give
or
us a call.
Maybe the car won't start.
The car won't start.
Battery will die, perhaps.
Yeah, and the car won't start, and no one will know why it doesn't start. And so you call up, and you cancel your appointments. And then for some reason, you just go out there, and it starts up magically
it's
for no reason.
It's just to torment you.
Yes.
So that you can remember why it is good to have the radio to listen to in the meantime.
That's a very good point. You just pack it in. It's okay, I'll just chill out. I won't think about it. I'll listen to the radio. And listening to the radio is nicer, I think.
I do.
When you know the people that you're listening to, when it's intimate, when it's personal, when it's your community radio.
And it keeps you plugged into what's going on, even if you're unplugged at home.
Yeah. And it's like, well, I've been listening to Michelle beg for money for 14 and a half years. This together.
We're in this together, and usually she's begging for money in the middle of some great show with some good food and wine information and exciting guests. And every time I hear Mouthful, I always feel like I'm being included in an intimate dinner party with some interesting people and some really good food and wine.
And a intimate dinner party is the model for Mouthful. And let me tell you, the most important thing to know, 584-2020. 584-2020. There are all of the different levels from $40 for the basic membership level on up to as much money as you would like to give us. I like the $120 level because that's the angel level.
It's the angel level, and that still is just, what is it, 10 bucks a month? I mean, that's
$10 a month
nothing.
For radio.
It's nothing. Yeah, for $40, just for your basic membership package, you get some heirloom seeds from Sustainable Seed Company, ready to go into your garden. Perfect timing. It's spring. Killer Baking Company bag of Killer Bites, which are bite-sized brownies to die for. You can pick them up at any of three local farmers markets, your choice of beverage at Pete's Coffee and Tea, your nifty KRCB sticker, and then it just gets better from there. And you know, 584-2020, Michelle's program's great. You don't get this everywhere, folks. Pick up that phone.
One of the things that is unique about Mouthful is there are actually not all that many radio stations that take cookbook authors or chefs that are, you know, touring the country. So we're actually known pretty well nationwide.
I would bet.
And to some degree internationally, because people who are coming through here on tour, I know this from when I've done book tours, I do more stuff in Pennsylvania than I necessarily do in Northern California.
That's interesting.
So we get really great people from Western Europe, from the Middle East, sometimes from China and Japan, and then all of the different people who I find and I do screen things just because someone's coming through. I'm not necessarily going to give them to you.
No, it's not going to be cotton candy making night necessarily.
Although I do have a fondness for, you know.
I had a cotton candy machine as a child.
Oh.
Small, yes.
Oh,
yes.
I loved cotton candy.
Yes,
I still do.
I know, it's the I know what you like. Rice Krispies.
Oh, you're busting me.
I am. Marshmallow. Everyone likes
marshmallow.
Those.
You know, that's.
They're evil, but they're good. Come on, 584-2020. Do you get this kind of dirt normally on Mouthful? No.
And what I'd like to do here on Mouthful is I'd like to do things that are more from the heart and really authentic. The thing that I don't go into that much, like I don't have that many chefs on. I often find it's hard to get chefs off the dime. They often talk in kitchen talk, and I want people to talk to I want my guests to talk to people who are cooking and eating at home a lot of the time. But I'm also not part of that SmackDown thing. You know, the wedding cake wars. You know, Chef SmackDown. To me, that's, I mean...
Battle of the caterers.
Yeah, it makes me sad. It's like... You know, you have to eat every day. We nourish each other. We grow beautiful things from the ground.
It's part of the community that you're in.
Too. Yeah, that macho competition thing is, I tend to skirt that as much as I possibly can. And I like things that are more heartfelt.
Well, I think that's what comes across with this show. That's why it's such a favorite. And you have a Facebook page?
We have, as of this afternoon, we have 310 people who have clicked. It's not fans now. It's like now. So awesome. 310 people. I did a campaign. I had something like 123 about 2 or 3 weeks ago. And I thought, you know what? I'm going on a campaign.
I'm sick at home, and I'm going to make this.
And so we're up past 300 now.
Right on.
And what I do is every week I post information about who's going to be on the next show. And I also, when Mouthful is available as a free download on krcb.org, on npr.org, but also at iTunes. You can actually subscribe on iTunes, and Mouthful, for free, Mouthful will very neatly be delivered into your podcast folder in your iTunes application every time a new one is posted. So I publish all this information, and then I also solicit information from, you know, is there somebody you would like me to have on the show? Is there a topic you would like me to cover?
This is interactive public radio.
Absolutely. And part of the interaction means you go to your phone, 584-2020.
That's right. And there's a phone volunteer standing by who would be thrilled to pick up that phone.
And always as a standing offer on Mouthful during our membership drives, if you are what we call a radio fanatic and you would like to give a mere dollar a day, it's like tipping the person who makes your coffee, but it is $365 a year. I will put together in a special bag a baker's dozen of cookbooks for you. 13 cookbooks. I will. I've been offering that for at least a decade.
That's a good premium.
Yeah, and it can solve some of your shopping problems. You know, if you have Christmas presents. You know, any of the Hanukkah presents, I've had a number of people who've done that. So 584-2020 is the number. It's on the honor system. Don't listen on your neighbor's dime. We're going to take one more little musical break. And before I have Lawrence actually play this, I want to ask Allegra about it. And then we'll be back with our guests. We will be talking about the series project, the 350 Garden Challenge, the Living Mandala, the Harmony Festival Eco Garden, and I Grow Sonoma. But a few years ago, it seems like it wasn't very long ago, you can tell me,
time
or not.
Time is like that.
Yes. You issue Solid Air, the band you are in with Sam. Your album, Local Color, came out, and I thought, oh, here's a new one from Allegra and Sam, and I turned it over. And you said the song, Mouthful... Oh, the song Local Color was inspired by Mouthful. So tell us about that.
It sure was, and that became the title track. Well, I was listening to your show one day, and you had someone in on the show, and I wish I could remember who it was, but it was someone who was talking about monoculture versus variety of crops and such.
Diversity. Monoculture versus agricultural diversity.
Yeah, and they were basically talking about, this was right when all the Gravenstein orchards were being ripped out for either corporate vineyards or for like telecom businesses. Things were just all of a sudden going nuts. Everyone was just wanting to make money doing wine and nothing else. So I was thinking, well, this is dumb. I love wine. I love wine, but I love a good Gravenstein apple pie. And so it was your show that inspired the song Local Color, because local is where it's at. Local radio, local produce, local community is a big part of what makes Sonoma County so special. And so I wrote that song because I was listening to it, and it was one of those ones that song came through really fast.
God, I love that. And Allegra, thank you so much. I was so honored by that. And we are going to hear that now, and hopefully as we're hearing that, we are also going to hear from you. 584-2020, support the beautiful rainbow of Sonoma County's local color.
Grapes are covering the grassland, they're buying up old family farms, selling out, who can blame them? Wine's from this land once open and free. Well, they got pictures in the museum of local color that used to be.
Yeah, it's Mouthful. It's Michelle Anna Jordan. Thanks for tuning in. Okay, on to the second, or actually the third phase of Mouthful tonight. We have here in the studio with us Catherine Couch of the wonderful and important series project.
Thanks so much.
I'm really glad you're able to be here. And we also have Jay Ma, who does a lot. You're involved in the 350 Garden Challenge, the Living Mandala, and the Harmony Festival Eco Garden.
Yes, I wear a lot of hats.
Cool. Thank you. Thank you for being here. What initially got you the request to be on Mouthful tonight was, both of you, was the iGrow Sonoma County. And I know that iGrow has partnered with KRCB for this membership drive. And just very quickly, iGrow and the 350 Garden Challenge, and I should say we did a show on that, devoted to that 3 weeks ago, and we had some big engineering problems and big technical problems. So I'm really happy to have you back again. I think it's a great thing. So can we just real quickly say what this is?
Well, I want to give it actually a little background because iGrow is actually part of Health Action 2020, and Health Action 2020 was a board of supervisors got together about 3 years ago and was looking at what are the most leveraged ways that we can improve health in Sonoma County. And out of that, about a year and a half ago, they came to they put together a coalition of people to look at that, and they reported back, and they had six or seven different recommendations. And one of those recommendations was iGrow. One is also the iWalk campaign that's just been started. And one of them is the Food Systems Alliance, which I sit on with about 24 people. And it's really the thing that is really exciting about it is to say that in Sonoma County, we realize that food is one of the primary supporters of health. And that shows up both in the Food System Alliance and iGrow. And then out of iGrow, I'll turn it over to you, Jay, to talk about the 350 Garden Challenge. But I really want to get the Health Action 2020,
that's really big
umbrella out for people. I've been telling everybody, and a lot of people haven't heard about it. But both iGrow, iWalk, and the Food Systems Alliance are all under that umbrella.
That's really, really good to know. And that's interesting what you said, that they wanted to acknowledge or express that food has a lot to do with health. Right. And I always find it fascinating how many people don't connect those two things. It's just staggering.
Yeah.
Really staggering. And from that vantage point, we're really lucky.
Yeah,
we have the most amazing we have such agricultural abundance here and so many things at our fingertips if we simply shop at farmers markets and farm stands. So how does that then, let's talk about the 350 Garden Challenge because it's coming right up.
Yeah, it's the big buzz in Sonoma County right now. I guess we're less than 1 week away. It's happening next weekend, May 15th and 16th, and the 350 Garden Challenge kind of originally was inspired by the international campaign from 350.org, which is an international organization that kind of stemmed from response to climate change. And the reason they chose that number, 350, was for 350 parts per million of carbon in the atmosphere.
That's right.
Which you've probably heard about, and that's kind of part of the campaign, is to raise awareness around that number.
We want it to be just below that, right? Anything above that, we get into
iffy
territory.
Yeah,
anything above that, we're in trouble. That's kind of the number that global climate change scientists have agreed upon is what really we need to be at to sustain life on Earth as we know it. And we're currently at 390 and climbing, which is quite alarming. So that was the original inspiration of the campaign 350.org called forth an International Day of Action for climate change. And so we chose that number just to reflect the, you know, to raise awareness around that issue. And really, it's all about the local response. It's all about local. So inspired from that and from iGrow Sonoma, Daily Acts and Go Local and Living Mandala and a bunch of other, probably hundreds now of local organizations have come together to organize this 350 Garden Challenge happening next weekend, which is a goal to plant 350 water-wise gardens in Sonoma County on a single weekend. And we actually, just as of today, we hit that number. We are over 350 gardens registered, which is real exciting. So now we're aiming for 500.
The prediction 3 weeks ago, when we had Trathan Grayson and a wonderful woman from Sebastopol Tomorrow, whose name I'm forgetting, they were predicting that they were going to go well over 350. So that's great. Yeah. Congratulations. Yeah. Now, how does someone register? And when you register, what is the commitment that you're making?
Well, you can register on the website igrowsonoma.org. And I want to say right now, actually, that we're currently having some difficulties with the website today. It's currently down, so we want to encourage people to come back and check tomorrow. Maybe it's from too much traffic, because we really had a surge this weekend and hit our 350 mark. But basically, registering your garden basically means you're going to take an action on that day involving planting a garden. So that could be as little as expanding your garden, installing a drip irrigation system.
It can be expanding.
Yeah. It's not necessarily a brand new garden. There's lots of new gardens going in, and we're also really wanting to feature a diversity of gardens, and gardens that are water wise, gardens that are utilizing gray water systems, or food forest gardening, or permaculture, or community gardens, and you know, all kinds of different gardens are going in. It's been really exciting to see the names of the gardens. You know, everyone has to register, choose a name, and we have all kinds of different garden names that are coming in. So it's been really a huge buzz right now. It's been exciting to see the response from the local community and even city officials getting on board. And it's a big buzz right now. So it's been real exciting to see this response and see us kind of positioning Sonoma County nationally and a response to climate change. So we're really excited. It's certainly a ripe area for this kind of thing.
Now, what if you really want to do that and you say have enough ground, enough land around you to put something in, but you feel like an idiot when it comes to actually making it happen? Do you provide like information, resources, that sort of thing?
Yeah, part of this is also an educational campaign, and there's lots of resources available on the iGrow website just about gardening in general. And even for people who don't actually plant a garden that day, one thing we're trying to do in this final week is really put out the call for volunteers and people who want to learn, because there's going to be lots of different model garden projects happening, different educational workshops, different opportunities for people to come plug in and learn about gardening, learn about gray water, learn about these things in you know, a community building educational environment.
Cool.
So that's another way
I think it's great. I want to do it. You know, my plan is to do it. I have enough land to, and I grow a few things. In fact, just before I came to the show tonight, I made a fabulous lettuce soup. Mostly lettuce soup, and it was from lettuce. I mean, for months, my lettuce just sat there because it was so cold. And then all of a sudden, it just like, wow, I have all this green lettuce. But I don't feel good, and I don't want salad. So I made this wonderful lettuce soup last week. Ate some every day, and I made another one. And what I want to do is expand my garden. But, you know, I need some physical help. I need people to come over and tell me, no, you can't plant pomegranates there. You have to plant them over here. They'll be better. Anyway, I definitely want to be involved. And I'm going to try to register my garden as soon as I think up a name, which will be really fun. I want to come back to you in just a couple of minutes. Jay, But in the meantime, I also want to draw in the series project. I've been seeing you, I think, every week or almost every week at the Sebastopol Farmers Market. And I think it's one of those things I can barely talk about the series project without getting choked up. I just think it's such a wonderful, wonderful thing that you've done. Would you tell us about it?
Well, Ceres, it's a project that we started about just over 3 years ago, and it came about because someone in the summer of 2006 asked me if I would give her daughter a job and teach her how to cook. She was the daughter was 17, and I was not in a position to do that, and the mom really wanted it to happen. And so over a couple of weeks, we ended up coming up with the idea that we would get together one afternoon a week and cook for three families, two of whom were going through cancer treatment, and one was a man who had a stroke and was in a wheelchair and unable to cook for himself. And the first day that we cooked together, a husband of a wife with breast cancer came by to pick up the food we had made, and I had not met him before, and I introduced myself and introduced Megan, and we started telling him what we had made for him that afternoon. And this young girl who I was cooking with had really never had a knife in her hand before. She'd never lit a stove. She'd never sauteed vegetables. I mean, it was all brand new to her. And we started sharing what we had made, and there was, as you can imagine, this utter look of relief on his face. And I looked over at Megan, and I saw her look just astonished that she had made that kind of difference in someone's life. And I filed it away thinking I was having a little 7-week project for the summer. And 3 weeks later, I woke up literally into a vision of what's become the series project. So essentially what we do is we bring teenagers between the ages of 13 and 18 into the kitchen to learn about cooking and eating healthy food.
Now, where's the kitchen?
It's right now we cook out of a kitchen that was a cooking school two doors down from Grateful Bagel in Sebastopol.
Okay, I know exactly where
it is. Yeah, and we're there three afternoons a week. And the kids become the chefs in the program. That's how they learn. They are the chefs, and we prepare about 25,000 meals a year now for people mostly going through cancer treatment. Mm-hmm. And about, I think we're now over 52,000 meals that we've provided wow. in 3 years.
I know you fed a very dear friend of mine. It was really great.
Yeah. And there's hundreds of families now that have mm-hmm. basically been supported through their entire time on chemo mm-hmm. With meals. And we're providing 5 to 7 days worth mm-hmm. of food for people. And it's all organic. It's all whole. And it's all mostly all local.
Yeah, my daughter went through cancer treatment, I think it's 4 years ago now. And just, I remember so clearly dealing with, you know, specialized diet, you know, dealing mm-hmm. with so many things. And you guys weren't around at the time she was going through it. Yeah. So I really know personally what a great community asset it is.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that I say to people is, at the time when people most need to eat really well, it tends to be the first thing that goes out the window yeah. because there's just not the energy. And on top of that, people are dealing with such digestive and eating challenges. We had mm-hmm. a woman who came into the kitchen a couple weeks ago, and we have clients who come in at least once a month and talk directly to the kids about mm-hmm. the experience that they're having and thanking the kids for the work they're doing. And this was her second bout of chemo. And the first time she had gone through it, she had eaten oatmeal because that was all she could manage. And she talked about how long it took her to recover after that round of chemo because she had not been well nourished. And we know now there's so much research around people being well nourished during treatment has enormous benefits for no side effects, for maintaining weight, for actually the effectiveness of the chemo, and for their capacity to recover.
Yeah.
She had just literally finished chemo, and she looked like she could run a marathon.
Yeah, I have a friend down in Berkeley, and she just happens to be by right place, right time. She's on the board of directors that owns Chez Panisse, mm-hmm. and she went through breast cancer, and she and her husband are, you know, two of the 16 people who saved, you know, Chez Panisse like 10 months into its tenure. And every day they would go by and pick up dinner. Mm-hmm. And she came through beautifully.
Yeah, we have.
And people tease her about that. It's like, well, you mm-hmm. made it through because you were eating Chez Panisse food.
Well, and you know, one of the things that many, many clients told us over the last couple of years is that they can feel the love in the food.
Mm-hmm.
And we're really careful in the kitchen about the energy, and we talk about it with the kids a lot. Mm-hmm. What's the energy we're putting in the food? And also there's this enormous experience that happens for people where they'll say, you know, my friends were cooking for me and that was really wonderful, but it's very, very different to know that all these people who don't even know me care enough to make this happen for me. It feels like the whole community is supporting me. And there's an enormous part of healing that has to do with feeling held in community. And Siri's mission is about restoring food to its place as the foundation of health. But it's also about restoring community as the foundation of health.
Absolutely.
That we need to be in connection with one another. And we need to be connected and feel that we're doing something meaningful with our lives.
Yeah. And one of the things that really happens when you're sick is you feel very isolated.
Yes.
And so adding that element of community through food is just, it's brilliant.
Yeah.
Where does the funding, where do the ingredients, where does everything to make that engine run come from?
When we started in 2007, we got a small grant from Bread for the Journey.
Bread for the Journey, they're wonderful.
Yeah. And we got a small grant from To Celebrate Life, which is a breast cancer foundation in Marin, which is still a funder of ours, and they do phenomenal work. And we got a $5,000 line of credit from Andy's Produce.
Oh, great.
And that $12,000 took us through our first nine months where we provided 4,500 meals.
Wow.
Now we have, in terms of food, we get half off all of our poultry and seafood from Oliver's. We get regular weekly donations from Gourmet Mushroom. We get food from Laguna Farm, from Meadow Song Farm, from First Light Farm, from Skipstone Ranch, from Linmar Winery. Weekly, we have storage and in both the warehouse and the walk-in at Redwood Hill Dairy, and as much kefir as our clients want, and it kind of goes on and on from there.
Many, really a huge community
support, and then literally hundreds now of individual donors who've supported our work. Mm-hmm.
If people want to get a hold of you, either because they want to give you a donation or because they need your services, what's the best way to contact you?
The best way is to go on our website, www.ceresproject.org, ceresproject.org.
Do you want to explain the name?
Well, Ceres is the Roman goddess of agriculture, and she rules not only agriculture and the hearth, but also the cycles of birth and death. And she was a placeholder name when I first started the project, and it became really clear that there was no going back because she so holds really everything that we're doing.
So ceresproject.org.
And there's a PayPal donate button on our website and all of the...
Selling things at the farmer's market.
Yes. We have a cookbook that we produced last December called Nourishing Connections, The Healing Power of Food and Community, which is now available in many bookstores and Oliver's and Pharmacopoeia and other places in Santa Rosa and in Sonoma County, and also will soon be up on Amazon, and we sell it directly from our website. We sell a line of sauerkraut, which will be by the end of May in at least half a dozen stores in Sonoma County.
Oh, that's really, really great to know that.
It's called Serious Community Foods, and we're starting with Arame ginger and dill garlic, and we sell those now at the farmer's market, and they'll also be at the Fermentation Festival next Saturday.
Oh, great.
We also sell a line of sprouted almond butters. So the way we talk about food is someone called up and wanted to know what kind of diet was in the cookbook, and kind of stumped us when we first got the call, and we realized that we don't do a diet, we do nutrient-rich food.
Mm-hmm.
And so we soak and sprout all of our grains and beans, and the almond butters that we do are sprouted, dehydrated almonds that we then make an almond butter with organic coconut oil. I brought you some Nutella, which is the chocolate version.
Okay.
And we do truffles, and we do other products that we sell.
Well, that's really great, and thank you so much for being here. You guys do such great work. I could have each of you tonight. I could have it for a full hour. I want to go back to Jay Ma now. What is the living mandala, and where is it?
The living mandala. I like the in front of it. It makes me think of kind of the living mandala is everywhere in a sense. That's the inspiration with the name, really. But we're an organization that creates courses, workshops, and events for socially and ecologically regenerative practices in a diverse set of fields. So,
what does that mean? Ecologically regenerative.
Ecologically regenerative.
Yes.
Yes. That would be, it's kind of a better way to say sustainable.
Okay.
In a way, if you think about, is your relationship sustainable? Is life sustainable? It's not as juicy as regenerative or thrivability.
Mm-hmm. And so, what does it What does it do? What do you do?
So we organize courses, workshops, and events from weekend workshops.
Because I think of it as a place to go. And I picture this mandala, and it's growing, and there's flowers, and then there's herbs, and there's pathways to walk. So when I was told living mandala, you know, that's going to be one of your guests. That's what I visualized. Mm-hmm. And I can't imagine that I'm 100% off. There has to be some element.
Yeah, you're getting a little more esoteric with it.
I tend to do that. Sorry.
Yeah, which is where we're at. Also, you know, we're really in resonance with life, mm-hmm. with, you know, working with nature, mm-hmm. and that, you know, we are part of nature ourselves, and therefore we should essentially kind of mimic natural patterns. Mm-hmm. And so there is kind of, in a sense, an organizing intelligence. And even in this movement, too, there's kind of a natural sense of that. So mm-hmm. we're involved in lots of different projects, initiatives, courses. And uh-huh. there's essentially a different kind of configuration of people that naturally come together and emerge to produce, to facilitate that uh-huh. particular workshop. So we're essentially doing a lot and trying our best.
It's more like a mandala of energy. Of reaching out and doing things and bringing people together to do things rather than herbs planted in the ground with a stone path next to it.
Well, yes, all the way from mimicking natural patterns and, uh-huh. and mandalas, if you will, from on the ground all the way up uh-huh. to how do we do that in our community governance.
I think it's a really interesting theory, a really interesting way to approach it. Where are you based?
We're based in Sebastopol in Sonoma County, so most of our stuff uh-huh. is around here, and we've also done stuff as far as Hawaii and East Coast.
Really?
And
what have you done in Hawaii?
We've done a few permaculture design certification uh-huh. trainings there,
uh-huh.
and other stuff on the East Coast, and mm-hmm. are just on the edge of expanding internationally to just reach out that way, looking at a course down south in South America this coming year, and...
Now, you are also going to be doing something at the upcoming Harmony Festival. Is that the first weekend in June?
Yeah, it's June 11th to 13th. People have heard
it's
about
the
Harmony Festival.
Second weekend. That's the weekend my daughter's getting married in Sebastopol. So what are you doing at the Harmony Festival? It's an eco-garden?
Well, the eco-village.
Oh, eco-village. You know, eco-village.
The great thing about Harmony Festival is, you know, they're well-known. It's 30-plus years,
yes.
And there's 30,000 people that come. There's great music lineup this year, Lauryn Hill, Slightly Stupid, a bunch of other bands. And they also feature various areas inside the festival that are kind of more progressive, more conscious, more kind of have new kinds of cutting-edge ideas.
More than commerce.
More than commerce.
Yeah. Yeah. More than just trying to sell you a Vitamixer.
they've got a soul to them, you know? Mm-hmm. And so there's different areas in the festival, and we do the eco-village. So in the eco-village, there's all kinds of workshops mm-hmm. on sustainability, on permaculture. Then there's going to be a demonstration food forest garden there. And people who come to the festival just for the music may end up getting really inspired by mm-hmm. some of the edutainment, we called it.
Yeah, and the whole food forest concept is just such a great one. When before Davis Bynum Winery sold, up there on the hill, right sort of across from their hilltop Pinot Noir vineyard, was their food forest. And it was just such a wonderful place to go. I'd actually like to put a little food forest in where I live. It's a great idea. We are almost out of time because it is a membership night. I thank all of you. You do such great work, both of you. Catherine Couch of the Sirius Project. Sometime I would love to have you back on with some of the students who work with you, and we'll just do a whole hour on this topic.
That would be great.
And I really applaud you, and I love knowing that you're there and that you sprouted from, you know, my hometown, Sebastopol. So thank you for being here. And Jay Ma, good luck with all your projects. I hope next weekend, I can't do much next weekend because I'm, next weekend, there's also two really big hula performances, and I will be in because I dance. Mm-hmm. So I'll be involved in my two big hula performances.
Well, you can maybe come to the party.
Oh, when's the party?
There's a party after the 350 Garden Challenge on Sunday in Juilliard Park in Santa Rosa from 5 to 8 p.m.
What fun. That sounds fabulous.
Yeah, celebrate the garden.
And anyone can go.
It's open, yeah.
So there you go. You know, plant a garden or sit out on your land and form your intention to plant a garden if you can't do it next weekend. We're going to take a very quick musical break, and I'm going to bring back Allegra Broughton, and we're going to have a little talk here on Mouthful.
There'll be days like this, Mama said.
It's Mouthful. This hour flew by. That's one of the things I love about Mouthful, man. Time speeds on by.
Time speeds on by, and you could be calling 584-2020 while it's all going on, but you're probably glued to the radio because it's so interesting to hear that.
And you can't. And that's a good point.
Yeah.
People can call and support Mouthful. I mean, if you wanted to call tomorrow morning because that's a better time for you, 584-2020, at any point you become a member of KRCB. If you just say, the reason or even part of the reason I'm calling is because I listen to and support Mouthful.
Yeah.
That's points.
That's points.
I got to earn my keep.
And boy, tonight's show was a stellar example. I mean, this is public radio.
Series project.
That's what every community needs.
Yeah.
And I love it that this is part of Sonoma County's community.
Yeah. And one woman's vision.
One woman's vision that she sort of backed into.
Yeah.
Very interesting how that's how things often end up. You don't wake up always and know exactly what you're going to do till you've sort of backed into it and you go, "Wait." What she was saying is that's incredible.
So the number 584-2020, we come to you two or three times a year. And one thing I always like to do is explain, because most people who listen to radio, and rightfully, they don't understand how, you know, public radio or even public radio in Sonoma County works.
No, not at all.
I'm a volunteer.
So am I.
For 14 and a half years, I don't even know anymore. I have treated Mouthful like I treat the columns that actually pay my rent, the books that I write. I make no money from Mouthful. I am a completely volunteer. The only money involved is what I spend. But I am as responsible with Mouthful as I am with anything that brings me cash. And it's because, number one, I love connecting with the audience. I love the opportunity to be on the radio. And I love radio, and I wouldn't give it up.
Yeah, no, and the people you bring in to the community are unique because of your interests, what you're bringing to the station. I mean, that's what brings.
And I love doing it, but I also call every year, at least once. Sometimes I just can't resist and I call during every pledge. But I call and I pay my money just like anyone listening who calls and pays their money. You do the same thing.
It's
so great to have you added to the lineup. It's like we got all kinds of girl DJs now and it rocks.
It's fun. Well, you see, the reason we do this is the love of doing it, the love of community, the love of public radio. You don't get this on your average radio station. You just plain don't. And I will say you don't have a Michelle and a Jordan in every community. This is unique. I would call 584-2020 to pledge your support, not just to KRCB, but for Mouthful, because where else could you feel like you're invited into an intimate dinner setting with people passionately talking about food and wine, community.
And one thing, you know, I will never ever lie to you. Yeah. I will never try to sell you a bill of goods because somebody's told me to. The people that I have here on the radio show, for one reason or another, are people that I really think it's important to hear from. And on that note, here we go. Lawrence is coming over to take us out. Coming up at 8 o'clock is Outbeat, another really unique program here on KRCB. There was nothing that really united, I can't say all of it, the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender. Isn't there one more? Maybe there's not. Maybe I got it all. Maybe I got it all. But there was nothing that really spoke to that community as a whole until that show began to be aired quite a number of years ago. So they're coming up. In the meantime, if you have any questions for me, catsmilk@sonic.net, or go, better yet, post your question on the
Facebook
Mouthful page so we get a dialogue going. And on that note, have a great week.
Dinner now, let's go eat. We got some beans and some good cornbread. Now listen to what the preacher said. To the Lord let praises be. It's time for dinner now, let's go eat. We got some beans and some good cornbread. Now listen to what the preacher said. To the Lord let praises be. It's time for dinner now, let's go eat. We got some beans and some good cornbread.